Round 14 of the Super Rugby Pacific. It's called Culture Round. The Waratahs play the Highlanders this Sunday. Yeah. Look, and if you are Fletchy, an Aussie rugby fan, and we all are, there's plenty of green shoots in the game they play in heaven. Darren Coleman is the Waratahs coach, is on the line right now. Arvo, Darren.
Hey, boys, how's it going?
Going really well, mate. How about the Tars, more importantly? Six on the ladder. How have you assessed your season so far?
Yeah, it's been good, mate. We're probably a little bit overachieved, I reckon, in some ways. We after the year they had last year, I was sort of hoping we might have snuck into the top eight with a few wins. But, up until last week, we were sort of sitting up there around equal fourth, which is pleasing. But we got rolled last weekend, so we're back down to sixth at the moment.
Now, tell us the Darren Coleman story, Daz. Now, first of all, is your nickname Tugger? What's your nickname?
Mate, I did get that as a young fella, a different thing for different reasons. But no, mate, I go by a few nicknames. Just a small town fella from a place called Southwest Rocks
on
the north coast.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Good spot there. One of our four or five boys, and we all love our footy, league, union, all that sort of stuff. But sort of found my way into this role this year, and having a crack at it.
It's the old adage, isn't it? The right blend of youth and experience. So that's a task for mine. Michael Hooper's back this week. Just tell us about the impact that the Hoops has had on your young side.
Yeah, he's a good man, Hoops. He's obviously he's a seasoned professional, and obviously the Wallaby captain, so he carries a lot of credibility with that. We didn't have him for the first six rounds, so the boys sort of got out there and did the job without him. He came back for a couple of weeks and was good for the team, and he's just had the last two off with a head knock. But we welcomed him back this week. We're heading off to fly out for Dunedin tomorrow to play the Highlanders on Sunday, and it'll be good to have him back. He's just like any good leader, mate. He sort of demands good standards, and no one really wants to let him down. He's got pretty good desk there when you get something wrong. So most of the boys are on their toes when he's around.
Now, on the back of Trent Barrett, whether he quit or whether he got pushed, how important is it, Darren, to have good senior players in a team, be it rugby or rugby league? Do you have a good group of senior players in the Waratahs?
Yeah, we do, mate. I did a season last year over in Los Angeles, actually, with a new franchise that was over there in the US Major League. And I was lucky. I had Matt Giddo, Adam Ashley Cooper, and an ex-Waratah captain named Dave Dennison. That was when it really hit home. If you got three or four good fellows there that can be a good sounding board for you and help sort of instill some of the values and standards and that you want, it's crucial. And we're lucky we got that. We've got, obviously, Hoops, who assist Jake Gordon, who is our captain, our halfback. Guys like Angus Sinclair, Jed Holloway, Alex Newsom. Yeah, they're sort of my go-to. And we chat daily or every couple of days. And they help me with all a range of things. And it's, as you know, self-made. It's good if the players can self-police and keep the standards themselves. So, you can't underestimate that.
I think you said that fourth is probably out of reach for New South Wales now. Does that kind of, I guess, unshackle you a bit heading into this game against the Highlanders on Sunday? You know their attack's a bit up and down, but does that mean you can play with a bit more freedom on the park?
Oh, yeah, we're sort of hanging on a little bit. We'll need to win our last two, and then we need a result or two to go our way. Top four would have been amazing if we could have jagged a home quarter final. But as I said, we don't think I want to blow these next two. We want to go into the finals with momentum. We can't really script who we're going to meet in the first round of the quarters. Now it'll depend on whether we finish anywhere from fifth to seventh, I think's the probability. The boys, the beauty of the Dunedin field, it's a indoor stadium there. So we know one thing for sure, we're going to a dry deck.
Yeah.
And we're a team that likes to pass the ball and move the ball around. So it'll suit us.
Hey, Darren, now there's been talk of, we've got the World Cup, obviously. When's that,
27,
and the girls in 29. Mm. Can I ask you, Darren, if you had a wish list and you could pinch three league players and bring them into the Waratahs tomorrow, who would they be?
Geez, that's a tough one. I haven't really thought too much on it. Oh, geez, there's a lot of good footballers around at the moment, isn't there? Bloody hell, you caught me on the spot.
Well, who's someone that would you think could adapt? Because some players have gone to rugby union and couldn't adapt.
He's got a good one in Isaiah Parisi, former Bronco.
He's done good. Yeah, he's doing well. Guys like all the natural footballers, I reckon, would do all right, like a Pappenhausen. A lot of those guys at the back, I feel there's a few similarities between the fullback play. They've got that freedom to pop up where you want. So you could pretty name any one of the top two or three fullbacks in the NRL. You'd reckon it'd make a good fist of it with us as well.
Got to be able to kick, though.
Wendell could kick, though.
Well, don't you have to be able to kick it? I've only played for the Classic Wallabies, Darren, so I can't really comment. I went over and played in Bermuda.
All you could do is kick on, I heard, on that tour.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. I couldn't believe, Darren, that they couldn't get enough ex-Wallaby players to go over. And I asked Peter Jorgensen, I said, Jorgo, why wouldn't he? He goes, because we travelled anyway. So and it was me, Joey and Freddie, and we were just frothing. Yeah. We couldn't believe all expenses paid to go over to New York and then Bermuda. Have you ever gone on that?
Bermuda.
You ever played in that?
I have done it. I've actually done, funnily enough, I've done that trip with the Canadian team. It's one of those trips you only do once because it takes you a while to get over it.
It was fun, though. Those dark and stormies that they sell. It was good.
Hey, Darren, we had Nicko Hearn on in the last hour, and basically he's put out a new book, right, and it's called How to Play Your Best Golf. And I love asking footy coaches and footy players this question. Who's the best golfer in the Waratah squad?
Oh, geez. A few of them fancy themselves.
I bet.
I'm not much. I haven't got the patience. But I think Tommy Horton, the young hooker backs himself, he's got a flash membership somewhere in Sydney. I always see him with the clubs in the back of his car. So I'd have to say Tommy Horton would be our go-to guy on that one.
So when you go for a couple of losses, Daz, as a coach, are you big on the, righto, get rid of the phones, we're just having an old-fashioned lock-in?
Oh, jeez. Be careful what I divulge here. I'm lucky the last few years. I guess that's how I've landed in this job. I've had a good run, so I haven't been through too many losing spells for a while. But you've obviously got to change something. If you're losing, something ain't going well. So you got to figure out what you do there. Good old-fashioned lock-in. I don't know these days, mate. It's your playing group is it's made up of all different personalities and people, and there's a big percentage these days, particularly some of the Polynesian boys, they don't actually drink. So, I don't know if it's as prevalent as it used to be. But, yeah, if you're not going well, you got to change it up.
One thing I did notice that they quite that like the rugby fraternity, these kangaroo courts after a night on the drink, where I'd never experienced it in league. And you've got to – could you just tell our listeners a little bit about a kangaroo court and what happens?
Yeah, well, you blokes in the league, you go to court a bit.
you go to the bodgy one because you got the you know all the judges and the lawyers and get you out of trouble.
Mate, once I have a beer, I'm a bit chirpy, so I don't do well in those kangaroo courts either. You got to keep your mouth shut. They're good fun. They're a bit of a ritual. It's a good way to bond at the end of a tour or during a tour, and it gets boys on the same page and having a laugh. That's probably the main. So you get some witty guys, obviously. You're pretty articulate to be the judge.
We see those rugby players that walk around with the T-shirts that say, my drinking team has a rugby problem. Remember those shirts? It's only ever the rah-rah boys that ever saw.
Well, they're clever, see? Yeah. And they can read. We can't read, the leagues. We're not great yet. Although English was my best subject, Darren.
Yeah. you failed English. Sounds impossible, mate. Sounds impossible. Hey, big game against the Blues next week at Leichhardt. It's a bit of a fortress now. I know you lost there last weekend, but you're getting really good crowds there too, aren't you, Darren?
Mate, it's unreal. Yeah, we're stoked with all that. Obviously, the Tars were in a bit of a rough spot last year, not winning a game, and I think we're averaging about 3,000 or 4,000 or less to a game. So the first bit of the season, we didn't sort of look at the ladder. All I did was put up a photo of the hill after each home game. Yeah. And I said, our goal, boys, is to fill this. And we filled it last weekend. So what I hope people think, if they come to our games, that at least one thing, they're going to know we're going to have a crack. And so far this year, we've been in every game. The four we've lost have all been within a try and all that. So at the moment, the feedback I'm getting from the public and the fans is, they come to one of our games, I know the boys will rip in. And once we do that, and we've been doing that consistently this year. We just got to get a little bit better, and that's what we're planning to do now.
It's a great day out, watching a bit of Rara at the 8th Wonder Leichhardt too. Waratahs Highlanders kick off 1:45pm Sunday afternoon. You catch all of that action too live on Stan Sport. Darren Coleman, thank you so much for your time. Go well and go the Tars.
Go on, you boys. Have a good one, eh? Cheers.
Thank you, mate.